fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here with our Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the 8th of March. The prepper tip of the day is to prepare for nuclear war, whatever that means for you. It's going to be different things for different people. We have with us on the roundtable this morning, Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. And held over from the last segment, John from Tennessee. Well, John, you heard all three of us respond, sir. Anything else?
Yeah, just, you know, Jeff mentioned basically a mind-dead individual. We could call it a homunculus or a golem, basically a great slave. But, you know, what comes to mind, John, is the video I sent you a year or two ago, the Pentagon briefing on the funbacks that was actually a 2005 Pentagon briefing talking about fixing people that were considered to be abnormal because they had an overabundance of the God gene. So I've got to wonder, you know, even our trusted sources, we can't really put any trust in them because the conspiracy really is so large. We're watching the Hegelian dialectic. We're watching the facilitation. I feel like I'm sitting in a Best Western and someone's trying to bring the entire world into consensus. That's what it feels like to me. I'd like to hear whether or not you're in agreement with that.
Which part, John?
Whether or not we're being facilitated. We're being rounded up like a bunch of cattle.
Well, that's what they're doing to the general public. You're right. And they've had quite a bit of success, as demonstrated by the people who've accepted the clot shot and the boosters. That's a good demonstration of that. Anything else, John?
I appreciate it. I'm taking everything with a huge bucket of salt.
Absolutely. We all
take care,
okay,
buddy.
We need to move on. Our next caller is Paul in New Jersey. Good morning, Paul.
Hello, John. Hey, John, I think you were a bit disingenuous when you talked about how Putin lied to his military, like the fellas in the convoy. Because, okay, as we know, Sun Tzu teaches that the commanding officer is supposed to keep the lower rank soldiers in the dark because they're not supposed to know the plans of the general.
Okay.
Is that true?
Well, so that's probably true. It doesn't change the fact that he lied to them.
Well, yeah, but that's what a general is supposed to and is perfectly fine and expected to lie to the subordinate soldiers because some of them may be spies and give that information over to the enemy. So, of course, you lie to your soldiers. That's common. That's what good generals do, actually.
Not now, necessarily.
Listen, concerning that abandoned convoy, I wanted to make some points about that. For one, just using Google Maps, that convoy is about 100 miles into Ukraine. So they shouldn't run out of fuel, John. I mean, I would assume a typical military truck loaded with diesel should be able to go at least 500 miles before refueling.
I think that's a bit optimistic. I think it's a bit optimistic, but go ahead.
But you would figure they'd have some jerry cans carrying fuel and some fuel trucks with them. So it's not, I don't believe it's abandoned there, intentionally. Well, it is in a sense, because I think it's a humiliation of the Ukrainians that they have a 40-mile-long convoy there. And after we hear so much about the much heralded tough Ukrainian guerrillas with their Javelin missiles, that column has been sitting there for almost a week now, and it seems unscathed. So that seems like, to me, that's an indicator that Ukrainians are failing incredibly. Personally, I think that convoy is there to basically just wait until the civilians are out of Kiev, and then they're going to partake in the attack. And a lot of those columns are trucks, and they're in the supply. Just, you know, you're shipping your inventory and having it local for the troops to feed them and maintain them. So actually it is kind of good logistics, right? And lastly, I looked up the cost. Like, you can buy one of those used military trucks for about $13,000. You know, you got to wonder about the economics of it. $13,000 to $20,000, you can get an old truck. You got to figure the Russians don't really care about this inventory. They, it's old stuff. You get rid of the old stuff first in wars, and you send off the beta soldiers last. Again, remember what Sun Tzu teaches, John. Sun Tzu teaches, engage with the ordinary, win with the extraordinary. That's directly from Sun Tzu. So again, this could be the Russians, again, sending in their beta soldiers, just to position themselves with the supplies. And now if you got a $20,000 military truck, because it's old and dilapidated, sitting there, a Javelin missile, I looked up, cost $175,000. So this could also, allude to when George Bush said, why spend $200,000 on a missile to hit a tent that costs nothing. So I just think people need to see the opposite side of the convoy, and I hope I debunk part of it for you and your audience, Joe.
Well, first of all, thin-skinned vehicles like these transport trucks, you don't need missiles. A deer rifle will go right through the side of it and kill the man inside the truck or damage the engine. Just a common deer rifle that is available in most, in the United States or in Europe. So you don't need expensive missiles to disable those kind of thin-skinned vehicles. You would save those for their armor. It is expensive and more difficult to destroy. But you make a good point. These vehicles sitting there all this time, why haven't the Ukrainian military or even civilians disabled and damaged that convoy? That's kind of a mystery, isn't it?
Yeah, and I it might be there. It's like I said, it could be just a total decoy and a psyop by the Russians, just for as a test. Like, you send out your beta troops and you send them out with a convoy, and that tells you, that I think it's like a form of humiliation to the Ukrainians, in my opinion.
Good point. Well, let's have some discussion here. Well, Leon, former U.S. Navy officer. This convoy has been sitting there for many days, apparently without much harm coming to it. Leon, what do you think about that?
I agree with the beta test. It's easier to send out your the grunts first. But, you know, when you have Spetsnaz and you have all the Special Forces and Green Beret and troops of that caliber, you really don't want to expose them to the needless, especially since you don't know how your opposition's going to go. So, you know, they've used the Stingers and others. So I would say to put out your B string or your JV group and have them do all the grunt work. And also, you can also, you know, feign ignorance by saying, you know, well, these people weren't properly trained, and that's why they hurt the civilians. And, you know, and like you said earlier, it's all propaganda. I mean, we had the Office of Disinformation, and then Cheney and Rumsfeld got rid of it. So either they lied to us before or they're lying to us now. But, you know, lying is still part of the governmental apparatus. And so, I would definitely say that they're using the... And I don't know specifically about that Javelin missile setup and why it stagnated, and so I can't say anything about that.
Okay. Jeff, you got any response to this convoy sitting for a week, apparently unmolested by Ukrainian military or civilians, either one?
Well, why would it be a menace when there were Russian forces between it and the Ukrainians?
Well, I don't know the status of that.
See, the thing is their supply convoys behind the lines of all invading forces.
Right.
But they don't put supply convoys in front of the invading army. There's a front line in an invasion. And the thing that people don't understand is that the main carrier of Russian supplies is the trains. They have an excellent military rail system. But something the Ukrainians were rather... far-sighted in that they blew up bridges and destroyed rail connections at the very start of the war so that the Russians couldn't bring their trains in. So that's what encumbered the Russians. And of course, because it's a soft ground condition, you know, they have paved roads in Ukraine, but still most of the roads are still across country are dirt roads. And those roads aren't usable. So they don't have enough road net and they don't have enough rail net to cover their supplies. So, but that will all be corrected. Now the Russian trains are starting to cross the border. They've repaired the bridges and the tracks that have been damaged. And you're going to see the supply situation change now for the Russians, in favor of the Russians. Yeah.
All right. Paul, anything else before we move on?
Oh, well, yeah, I'd like to make one more point. Let's just hope it ends soon. And I think Zelensky and Putin, but really it's ultimately up to Zelensky. He's the troublemaker in all this. He provoked this. But I predict pretty soon, I wouldn't be surprised if they try to make a deal politically and resolve this within the next
few weeks. Let me ask you, how did Zelensky provoke the war?
Oh, in many, many ways. Not delivering justice for the Odessa trade union massacre, provoking the Russians. You know, the Ukrainians were awfully cocky the past 8 years the way they enjoyed, like, shelling the Donbass. They seemed to relish it, and they thought it was funny then what they were doing to the Donbass. They ignored Putin's request to not join NATO, but they flaunted that in their face. Really, it's a total provocation by this incompetent. And by the way, I think he's a Mossad agent. This Zelensky is a Jew, and I think he's working with. He could be working with international Jewry. And so he provoked this, and he's got a mansion. You know this. He's got a $35 million mansion in Florida. You know that? And they got offshore accounts for him. Look it up, fellas. He's a criminal of the highest sort, international Jewry, along with Kolomoisky, the other Jewish oligarch who funded the Azov Battalion and the Nazis. These are all facts, Jeff. And if you don't know these facts, shame on you.
You know, that's Russian. Much of the stuff you're saying is Russian propaganda.
Oh, no, it's not. I suggest you look up Jimmy Dore's website to see what he's been saying about it.
Zelensky was a major celebrity actor in Ukraine.
I know. I've seen the videos of him.
Well, you've seen his shows, maybe his television shows.
I've seen the videos of him. I've seen enough of him to know. And by the way, the Bible says, and I know you guys are Christians, but in the Old Testament Bible, it says, from your brethren, you're supposed to choose your king. And here a Christian country like Ukraine puts a Jew above them, right? 0.3% or half of 1% of the population. And they put this international Jew, criminal, along with his Jewish oligarch, Kolomoisky.
Well, hold on, hold on. Just tell me, what crimes are you accusing Zelensky of committing?
Oh, well, first of all, just financial corruption. I mean, taking money from an oligarch and offshoring money and having money set up for him overseas. Please. He's a criminal of the highest order. He's in with that Jewish cabal.
What crime? Hold on, if a rich person gives him money, what is the crime?
Well, conspiracy to, like, maybe, you don't know the crime, we kind of do, provoking a war, running the country into the ground, disregard for the citizenry, looting, working with an international criminal, this guy Kolomoisky, who is an international criminal. Look him up.
Now how do you know that he's not a Russian? These aren't all Russian agents of Moscow doing this.
Look it up. His name is Igor Kolomoisky.
No. How do you know what side, if they're agents and they're murky and they're doing all this stuff, how do you know what side they're really working for?
The pattern is pretty well established, right?
What pattern is that?
A pattern of international Jewish criminals conspiring to the destruction of Christian nations, looting of their funds, and taking the money to the next nation.
Doesn't this all accrue to the advantage of Putin, who now has an excuse to invade Ukraine?
It's not much of an advantage for what he's doing when right now he's being threatened to be murdered, potentially murdered, and what he's done to his country. The fact of the matter
Jeff,
finer minds than yourself, like Colonel McGregor and others out there, we've warned for years. Even Biden said back in 97 that we shouldn't expand NATO to Russia's borders. This has been an ongoing provocation of the Russians. Zelensky provoked the Russians by alluding to joining NATO just a few weeks ago. So this is what happens when you provoke Russia. And so they finally had enough. They see the security threat, and they don't want NATO missiles and nuclear bombs closer to Moscow. Totally reasonable. We've known about it for years. Pat Buchanan warned about it for years.
Let me ask you a question. Why aren't the French or the Swedes or the Swiss upset at NATO troops being close to their borders?
Because they're part of NATO.
No, they're not. Sweden and Switzerland are not part of NATO. Why isn't Austria upset at NATO forces being close to their border? You know, the reason why Russia is upset at that is because Russia is our enemy already. That's why.
Wait, no, they're your enemy.
They're not my enemy, Jeff. Because Sweden and is not upset. Finland's not upset. It is
either
it,
way,
these countries
they don't
border
want it
NATO
there,
countries that have weapons on their borders.
Either way, they're a great power, and you should show some respect to great powers. When they have nuclear bombs like China
And by the way, Ukraine was not on the table to become a NATO country. It was not really even within the realm of immediate possibility. If that thing was going to happen, it was way off in the future. So there was no reason to do this now. This is just all an excuse.
According to you, Jeff. But Jeff, we know you're aligned with the neocons. We know that it's pretty well established. You're a Jewish apologist.
I've never been a Jewish apologist, and I'm not a neocon.
Oh, yeah, you are, Jeff.
He's not an apologist for the American interventionism.
And Jeff, they need soldiers like
I'm
you
not.
In Ukraine now. Go
You're misrepresenting
Jeff.
Me.
You go get yourself a tin hat.
Okay, we're done here. We got a break. We're right back.
Consider this. dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want to protect your car, your home, your grandchildren's cars, so they get home from college. You need EMP Shield devices. Very nice. $50 discount on each piece of equipment at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. There's a subscription button at the bottom of each of his articles. And Let's see, gentlemen, we got some callers here. Next, we have Pat in Texas. Morning, Pat.
Good morning. Sorry, I fell asleep, but I woke up in time to hear part of the last caller, so I don't know what Jeff said, but I heard his accusations, and immediately it came to me a scripture. It says, "He that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps." And, well, you know, God doesn't sleep. I mean, but however, he has said things about if you bless your friend with a loud voice in the morning, it's the same as a curse. So I guess Jesus is our friend, and the guy's not blessing you. He's not blessing you. So I would say that God is watching whoever he wants to watch. And when it says that, And I get kind of discouraged with, you know, Tel Aviv for letting the homosexuals take over. 250,000 a year coming there for their gay pride parade and all that. But technically, I'm not the judge of Israel. And I'm going to let people who know more about it say that. But I tend to think I did hear something. It was a 4 or 5 year old interview on PBS, which I don't care for, and they were interviewing Comrade Putin, and he was saying the same thing back then that he says now. So you got to look at how he was brought up and what he our people just aren't going to change, I guess. It's only God can change them, so just pray for them. That's all I know. But I just wanted to throw that in. I'm sorry if I didn't said it wrong or did it right wrong. But it's just what I was thinking about whenever okay. They attack you for saying, for not attacking Israel. That's what it is. You're attacked for not attacking Israel. All right, I'll let you go. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Any response there, Jeff, before we move on?
Yeah, I mean, look, that caller, before this lady, was anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic, and that's what some of what you were hearing was. And it's you know, he accused me of being a apologist for Israel. I don't really apologize for Israel, but I don't like anti-Semitism, and I don't like Nazis. So.
Okay, let's move on from there.
That's what I would
say,
yeah.
Our next caller is Carl in Montana. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, gentlemen. So, Jeff, I really do appreciate your intuition and your perception and being able to, the way you ask questions. I really like that. But what you just said, as far as, you know, I really hate anti-Semitism and I really hate Nazis. Let me ask this from a perception standpoint. Do you think, then, that those colored glasses that you wear, because you just admitted to it, and I'm not attacking you here, I'm just asking a question, and because I don't want to get off on the wrong foot with you, because I consider you friendly, and I consider myself friendly toward you. I'm asking this more strictly as a discussion, because I see what the caller before last was saying to a degree. There's Klaus Schwab, there's a lot of these international Jews that are here. I'll continue this after the break.
Okay, everybody stay tuned, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. And we are back. I think we're back. Now we're back. Okay. My website is thelibertyman.com. I am happy to announce we do have a couple of new beautiful parcels of real estate for sale, beautiful homes, and fairly large acreage in my county where I live, Crawford County, Missouri. At actually a pretty reasonable price, considering the conditions going on right now. And if you were waiting to get a satellite phone, you waited too long. They're out of stock. They still have the Bivy sticks, and which does text messaging only, using your cell phone as part of the program. So you can still get the Bivy sticks, and we don't know when that's going to change. Last but not least, all you current Energy Cleaner owners, you might want to check out the micro plush throws. They're beautiful, elegant, cozy, warm. You can put them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. Only $75 shipping included. The toll free our line to get your micro plush throw is 800-592-9543. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His excellent books that I highly recommend are available at amazon.com. Gentlemen, we got breaking news here. The Florida's top health issue has announced that he recommends healthy children not receive the coronavirus vaccine. That's good news. And of course, if a child is ill, that's even more reason not to get it, because the COVID-19 clot shot destroys your immune system. So we'll take that as good news. Let's go on to our next caller here. I think Kyle is still gone.
Yeah, no, I'm not gone. Go ahead. Yeah.
Go ahead, Kyle.
So, all right, yeah. So all of us, see things through the lenses of our prejudices or our thought process, our upbringing, our experiences and things. And what I appreciate a lot about you, Jeff, is the fact that you are very intuitive about finding those kind of things and being able to see them and ask the right questions. Except, it seems, when it does come to the international Jews. And I'm not trying to attack you here. I'm just asking a question. Is there then, like Klaus Schwab, and by the way, if you guys go on YouTube to, it's kind of a satirical comedy. It's called Awaken with JP, and he has one called Is Klaus Schwab the Most Evil Man on the Planet? And it's about a 10 or 12 minute video, but it is amazing. And boy, does he put it out there really, really clearly. But anyway, Jeff, I was going to ask you then, other than the communists, do you not see any of the wickedness that a lot of these huge international bankers and international banksters and Jews that are Jews are doing?
Jeff, go ahead.
Did we lose Jeff?
It looks like he's still with us.
No, I'm sorry. I had my mute on. Let me look. This is a very complicated subject. Are all bankers Jews?
No.
Okay. Are all bankers involved in this? These kind of things?
No.
Are all Jewish bankers involved in pushing socialism?
No.
Okay. So, do you believe in the protocols of the Elders of Zion?
I do not necessarily believe that was a correct document. I think it was kind of a fraud put on there. My point, though, and the question is, the mm-hmm. ones that are promoting these kind of international communist and globalist and wicked ideas like Klaus Schwab and the owners of BlackRock and a lot of these things are Jews. I mean, because
okay,
some
in
are not.
In what sense are they Jews? Okay. Do they worship the God of the Jews? Do they go to synagogue every week? Do they follow the Torah?
I have no idea on that.
I would guess that they don't. The history of the Jews is a complicated history, because the Jews were a pariah people going back into ancient times and when the Romans and Greeks were around. And they were a pariah people then because most of the world was polytheist and they were monotheists. And they were pariah people after that because when the Roman Empire converted to Christianity, they were believers in Jesus and the Jews were not. So that caused them to be excluded from a lot of things. And the evolution of the Jewish community in the diaspora followed from that. So unless you really understand that history and the different intertwining ideas that went into it, you can't hardly begin to understand these people and the sensitivities that some Jewish people have. And also the fact that because many Jews wanted, when emancipation became possible after the French Revolution, in many areas, Jews wanted to mix with Christians. They wanted to throw off their religion. So some of the first people to be anti-religious in Europe in the 19th century were emancipated Jews, because they had abandoned their own faith. So they, even if they pretended to be Christians, they really weren't. And so they began leading the exploration into other ideas. You have Sigmund Freud, you know, in Vienna. He wasn't a communist, but he was a, you know, one of the founders of modern psychology. And you have Karl Marx, whose parents converted to Christianity, but he did not accept Christianity at a certain age. When he got into college, he rejected it. But in what sense were they Jewish? You know that Karl Marx wrote, as a person of Jewish heritage, wrote of one of the most virulent anti-Semitic tracts ever written.
Okay, so my point was, though, not that these guys are necessarily practicing Jews, but they are of Jewish heritage, like you said, and it does seem that these guys like Schwab and, you know, you look at Zuckerberg and you look at all of these other internationals, the guy that the couple of callers ago...
But, you know, you are singling out only, you know, there's other people, you know, there's the Rockefellers and there's the Pierpoints and the Pierpont's and the Morgans. There's people who are not Jewish, right, that are also doing all over the map. You know, Biden's not Jewish. The Clintons are not Jewish. Obama is not Jewish. So the thing is that when you say, look, all these people are bad and they're Jewish, and then you don't mention all the people that aren't, it starts to build up in your mind that the Jews are bad. There's bad Jews and they're doing something in the world. And then you start to connect dots and you start to create out of whole cloth a kind of Jewish conspiracy idea, which is, and you yourself are knowledgeable enough to know that there's something wrong with the protocols of the Elders of Zion, which for the listeners that don't know, it's a forged document. They proved it was a forgery. It was initially believed by a lot of people. Even Winston Churchill was taken in by it initially, but in the discussions that took place in the London Times, especially, one of the people recognized that it was that part of the protocols was plagiarized by a book. I think the author's name was Jolie, Conversations of Machiavelli and Montesquieu in Hell, a French book, and it was eventually pieced together. It's believed that the head of the Okhrana, the Tsar's secret police in Paris, concocted the document as part of a court intrigue to malign some Jews that were getting close to Tsar Nicholas II. So what you have is it goes back to the post-French Revolution period when Napoleon's head of secret police concocted fake, Jewish conspiracy theories for political purposes. And this goes back and, excuse me, it's very old, and there's a lot of, when you start researching, and I've researched a lot of the documents and details behind it. It is anti-Semitism is a tool, a very powerful demagogic tool. Anti-Semitism is the less educated man's socialism. It is animated by a kind of envy and destructionism. And Hitler used it very effectively because he could tell the Germans, who were kind of in between East and West, that it was Jewish Bolshevism they were fighting in the East and Jewish finance capitalism in the West, so that Germany's enemies were all one. They were the Jews. And he could combine it all and simplify everything. And that way he could talk to the factory managers or the factory owners and say, I'm fighting the communists because they're Jewish Bolshevists. And he could talk to the factory workers, I'm protecting you against rapacious Jewish finance capital. See? So he could win the right over and the left over, and he could unite Germany on the basis of anti-Semitism. By the way, there were very few Jews in Germany. Germany had a very small Jewish population. I think it was about 1% of the population, maybe less. So does that make sense, what I'm saying?
Yeah, it does make sense. The only caveat I think I would add to that is that I don't think it can be ignored that a lot of these world, the world financiers, are Jews. And a lot of the guys that are financing a lot of this wickedness going on across the world and pushing for the one world government, are using a bunch of these other people as pawns, like you said, you know, but I can't, I don't think it can be ignored that a lot of those people are Jews.
So let me ask you, what makes it, since the Rockefellers aren't Jewish and many of the other banking families aren't Jewish, what makes you think it's a Jewish conspiracy rather than the class interest, you know, you use a Marxist term, of high finance to knock down borders and barriers to the movement of money? Well, what makes you think it's particularly Jewish?
In a sense, I don't think it's necessarily Jewish, like Jews trying to, I think they in a sense, let's see how to put this. I think you are correct in a sense that Rockefellers and a lot of those guys are definitely doing exactly that to move the world into one world government for their complete control. But I don't think it can be ignored that Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and BlackRock, which, you know, controls $9 trillion worth of assets and moving, and it has a lot of Jews on the board of it directing it. I don't think that, I think it's all kind of one huge conglomerate, but the reality is that you, I don't think you can ignore that the fact there isn't Jews on it.
No, I don't ignore that. You know, I'm not denying that, look, there are two ideologies in modernity that are really competing. One is liberalism. The other is socialism or communism. And liberalism is an ideology, okay? And it believes in what we call freedom, but the market controlling things. And liberalism becomes, over time, as it matures, as it becomes corrupt, as all things that succeed become somewhat corrupt, it becomes plutocracy, right? Ruled by the rich. That's what plutocracy means. And so you have this problem in the United States, in the Western world, in places where you have a free market, where the plutocrats, and they don't necessarily have to be bankers, they could be industrialists too, become powerful, and basically they use their money because the state has a certain weakness, you know, democracy. All these politicians have to be elected. Their elections can be bought, right? And the media also is part of this commercial system. So you have this system, this plutocratic system that kind of evolves, but at the same time, it's in competition with socialist ideas, with communism. And at the same time, communism, especially Soviet communism, and then you've got the Chinese variant with its move into capitalism, you've got them then partnering up with these plutocrats in the West, right? And so now you can't really tell in this partnership who's on top and how this game is being played. And when you talk about the New World Order, that's a reference to the end of the Cold War, actually, to the fact that so it's a new world because it's no longer the Soviet Union and the United States with nuclear weapons aimed at each other on a hair trigger. That's what Bush really meant. But both visions, liberal and socialist, have this idea of this the world being united, and they're different. And the communists are working for convergence on their terms, and the capitalists, the plutocrats, are looking for convergence on their terms. Right now, you see in the conflict in Ukraine how the capitalists think that they could just turn off Vladimir Putin's American Express card and force him onto his knees, where Vladimir Putin is in turn aiming nuclear weapons at them and saying, I can put you on your knees, you see. This is the standoff. So that these are really distinct entities, but they're interconnected. They've been partners. They've collaborated. And liberalism is not the way it's evolved, the corrupt way in which it is evolved, we should all admit. There's a serious, I mean, the West is seriously corrupted, serious problems. And I don't think, you know, yes, there are Jews that are prominent in that. But they are, I don't believe it's a Jewish conspiracy. Jews are a powerful group, but they're not that powerful. Look at Israel. What is it, the size of New Jersey or less? They have some nuclear weapons, but Iran will wipe them off the map if the Iranians decide one day, once they get nuclear weapons, they'll just wipe them off the map. So Israel is very, the Jews have always had a precarious existence. They've been very sensitive to prejudice. And the reason that they like they want an international order is that they feel very uncomfortable with nationalism because they've been persecuted by it. And they feel very uncomfortable with Christianity because they've been persecuted by it, right? So the Jews are just trying to adapt. It's everything can be explained by the history and process of having been a pariah people. And you kind of have to understand that. And of course, yes, the Jews are fighting against nationalism in Europe, and they've done a lot of bad things, a lot of Jewish propagandists have. But they're you got to look at it from their point of view. They're trying to survive. They're not trying to take over the world or destroy us.
We have a break. Kyle, thank you for the call. When we get back, we'll have Leon Summery, we'll have Jeff Summery, and we will wrap up the show. Everybody stay tuned.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we're time for our guest to summarize their thoughts for the day, for the week. We'll start with Leon giving his summary, and we'll wrap it up with Jeff giving his. Go ahead, Leon.
Yes, pertaining to the issue the synagogue of Satan, which Jesus talked about directly. So if you believe the Bible, then you know that exists. So regardless of what families or parties or individuals, Schwab and all those, It doesn't matter. If their attitude is they want to control the world, reduce the population, kill people, and they are governed by the father of lies, and all he comes to do is kill, steal, and destroy. And if we know that's their agenda, I don't care what religion they're in. I have learned so much from your friend, John, when we went to Florida, in Florida, and Dr. Ted Brower, I've learned so much from him in the last 2 years. And he and his son, Austin, are fantastic, and they talk about it. And he was blackballed and blacklisted off of YouTube 3 years before, just like Mike Adams was. So you always talk about this too. You find out who your enemies are, the ones you cannot criticize, and you also find out when you're over the target that you get a lot of flack from everybody in the world. So that's what's so evident in my eyes. So I agree with you. It's past time to prepare. Now it's time to get ready. I mean, your mag should be loaded, and you should be knowing that things can happen. And it doesn't take, it only took a week to get to Kiev. And so when people talk about, oh, no, we have time to prepare, that time is over. Now we have to focus on having functional food, radio, comms, medical, everything. So I really want to emphasize that. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Lynn. Appreciate it. Jeff, your summary, please, sir.
Yeah, well, I would just reiterate, you know, the world is full of different sects and groups and beliefs and things, and there's a lot of incoherence now because we don't trust our institutions anymore. We don't believe what we're hearing. We've had a number of callers talk about, you know, not believing what they hear, and it's very difficult for people to have coherence out of that, so you're going to hear a lot of different theories and ideas. And the question is, which one is true? And that requires a lot of thought. So you have to think it through, and you got to actually study.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeff. We'll have you got your own hour just for yourself tomorrow morning, and we'll look forward to have you back then, sir.
Okay, you bet.
Thank you very much. Got another this update here. I want to talk about this just a bit. The Florida health officials, I already mentioned this, are saying that healthy children should not get the COVID vaccine. That's a step in the right direction. They don't define what healthy children are, but quite frankly, no children should be getting this COVID clot shot. That's a step in the right direction. They're the first state officials out of the 50 states to make that announcement. And I'm glad that they did. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central, and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.